All right, man, talking here with the one and only Braden King. If you see him in a crowd, he is hard to miss. How's everything going, man?
Life has been crazy, but so good. I'm having a blast. It's nice to hear from you again. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad. I'm sorry I didn't get the chance to get down to Grand Prairie to see the full band show. I saw the acoustic. I just unfortunately couldn't quite get down there for the full band. I'm still kicking myself in the butt for it. It looked like a good time.
You don't have to worry about that. We will be back very, very soon in your neck of the woods. Hope to catch you next time.
Oh, yeah. So how have things been? I mean, obviously, you got a lot of notoriety. You were top 55 or right around there for American Idol. It's been a little while now. That season's done. They've crowned a winner. How are things still going from that? Are you still riding some of that momentum, or is that sort of washed away a bit over time?
I would say it's kind of washed away, but like I've kept up with like all the fans that kind of joined on around that time. Lots of them have stuck around, and we really saw that on our May tour of people coming out to the shows that I'd never met before, and like seeing all these brand new faces singing the songs. I guess I could say it has stuck around because I don't feel like the momentum has slowed down at all. We're just on to new things outside of American Idol. We're working on new music. We've played so many shows and the shows aren't slowing down anytime soon, and new music is on the way very, very quickly as well.
All right, well, the single we're talking about is Living the Dream. You released this a little bit ago. I know I've talked to you about it before, but it's an absolutely amazing song. And again, as somebody who worked a little construction in Saskatchewan and around a lot of Alberta boys as well, Living the Dream is a common response to pretty much how's it going. And, you know, tell us a bit about how that single came about for you.
Yeah, for sure. It kind of started as an idea after waking up from a night of partying, and I was like, man, this, I wasn't feeling too great. And I was like, it was kind of a weird time. And I just started writing the song, and I kind of put it in my back pocket for a while. And then I came back from a trip to Los Angeles and met up with a couple buddies of mine in Edmonton. And we ended up finishing that song just based off of the idea that I had. Kind of came about really quickly after that. We started playing it live almost immediately, and I kind of noticed that there was a different crowd reaction from that song compared to a lot of our other ones that we were playing live. Decided to release it as my first radio single directly following the American Idol news. And it's been really, really great. That's definitely, that song and Bad Night to Be a Beer are like the biggest sing-alongs of people that I see in the crowd knowing the words, and it's super fun and exciting to see that, and having people connect to the song is really great. And yeah, it's been a great ride with that tune.
Well, safe to say you are living the dream so far, and I'm curious because you're from Saskatchewan. You call Alberta home these days. How do the two provinces compare a little bit here? Because I know there tends to be a little bit of a prairie rivalry between Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba. So how's it feel to be a Saskatchewan boy living in Alberta these days?
Honestly, I felt like I was welcomed into Alberta with open arms, and when I go back to Saskatchewan, it's the exact same thing. You know, I will always call Saskatchewan my home. I will never claim to be from Alberta or anything like that. But it's really tough to compare the two because I love playing in both provinces so much. The only difference is in Alberta, there's just way more people and way more places to play. So we end up touring in Alberta a lot more than we do Saskatchewan, just because there's more places to hit. We can usually hit all of Saskatchewan in one weekend, but Alberta takes a little bit longer. So I love going back to Sask, and I just have so much love for both provinces. It's tough for me to compare the two because crowds in both provinces are just as amazing and just as crazy. It's awesome being from the prairies, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you love that prairie hospitality. I mean, my family's from Saskatchewan. I believe we talked about that before. And just that welcoming nature, even in Alberta, because again, I'll never claim to be from Alberta. I'll never claim to be from Saskatchewan. Don't worry. I still claim on terrible.
Oh,
I've lived in a lot of provinces, but something about that prairie hospitality that's just ingrained in the people, that's always so nice to see. And again, even just meeting you down home, humble guy, you know, even when you're having the big fame of being known from American Idol, it's just nice to see artists like you just happy for every bit of success they get on their way up the ladder there.
Well, yeah, it's for me, it's always been my biggest goal, no matter what, like in my short career, to always just be a nice person, because I feel like it's so much easier to be nice and humble than it is to be rude and egotistical. There's a lot of artists out there that probably don't have the best names for themselves because they don't act very kind, and I'm like, I don't want to be that guy. So I really appreciate you saying that. I always I just love meeting new people, and especially people that love what I'm doing. It's an honor to meet people that are interested in what I'm doing, because I never thought I would have any notoriety or fans or anything. So I'm just thankful for every part of it.
So I mean, living the dream. You pumped out Bad Nights Be a Beer as well. I know you have sort of a song release schedule in mind. Are we getting an album, an EP anytime soon here for you, or what do we got for sort of fall winter 2023 into the early 2024 for you?
We're just working on a bunch of singles right now. I'm trying to build up my name before releasing a full-length project or even an EP for that matter. I just want to test the waters with a bunch of singles and kind of see what styles people are gravitating more towards, because the stuff that we're working on now is a bit different sonically than Living the Dream is, and I'm sure I'll make something that's similar to Living the Dream again, but I'm inspired by so many different kinds of music, spanning from older country to modern country to definitely rock music. It wouldn't be out of character for me to release something that's purely a rock song. I just want to test the waters and see what people are gravitating towards, and I'm writing all different kinds of music right now, so singles are kind of the way to go for me at this moment. I've definitely had a full-length project in the back of my mind. We just gotta put that plan into works.
All right, well, thank you for taking the time to talk with me, Braden, for River Country Rising Stars. I mean, you are at like 6'7". You're like the Andre the Giant of Canadian country music. I'm not sure if you want to build yourself that or not, but thanks for taking the time to talk with me, man. It's great catching up.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me, Everett. I hope you have a great rest of your day.